to Paul Miller on WPHM.
All right, it is 9:40 on this Wednesday morning. Chances are you've had the flu, you're going to get the flu, you know somebody that has or is just getting over the flu. It has been a rough, rough year. Joining us right now is Consumer Reports prescription drugs editor Lisa Gill. Lisa, good morning. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
It really has been a tough year for the flu, hasn't it?
It really has. And you know what? We are not even at peak season yet. Ugh. We are tracking to be on this is one of the most severe flu situations really in the last decade.
Hey, you know, with flu shots, I mean, it's sort of a guessing game as to what strain of the flu is going to be predominant. And boy, if they miss, and that seems to be kind of what happened this year, isn't it?
Well, this strain is particularly severe. So that's one thing. The flu shot is still actually somewhat effective. It's about 30% effective. Normally it's around 50%, sometimes a little higher, but it's still worth getting the flu shot because not only will it give you some level of protection, it actually can reduce the risk of complications that wind people up in the hospital. And it can reduce the severity and also even the length of the flu if you get it. So it's still worth getting, but you're right, it has been a little less effective this year.
Now, what is Tamiflu? We hear about that a lot this time of year.
Yeah, sure. So that's Tamiflu is an antiviral, and that drug is used for when you actually two things. When you get the flu, if you get Tamiflu within 48 hours, and that window of time is critical because that's when it can actually work. It's a prescription drug, so your doctor has got to call into the pharmacy and order it for you, or you need to go into the doctor's office, make sure you have the flu, and then get the prescription. Tamiflu, though, will help reduce the flu by about a day. And, you know, if you've ever had the flu, you know a day is actually can be quite a bit. And also it can reduce how severe you're experiencing it. And it's important for people, particularly if you are at risk for complications like pneumonia or bronchitis. And those are people who have sort of chronic conditions. You know, if you have ongoing asthma or you have diabetes or heart disease, or you're a woman who's pregnant or a young child or somebody over the age of 65, anytime your immune system is potentially sort of weakened by a situation that you're facing, things like Tamiflu can be very beneficial to help reduce the severity of the flu.
Now, I got my flu shot way back in October, and it's still good. You don't need to get another one, and it has helped so far. What are some other things, though, that I can do to make sure I don't get the flu?
You know, it's really simple stuff, and it's really easy to ignore. But besides getting the flu shot, the other thing is wash your hands, and I mean like constantly. I always wash my hands when I come inside from being out anywhere else, and always wash your hands before you eat. Also, keep your hands away from your eyes, nose, and mouth, and that's because that's touching those areas can actually, that's where the flu virus gets into your body. So you do not want to be scratching your nose and putting your hands in your mouth. The other thing is if you are going to cough or sneeze, do it into your arm. I call it the Dracula method, but don't do it into your hands and don't do it just out into the air. You can spread germs that way. It's really important to cover your mouth when you do that.
We talked about Tamiflu. Are there some over-the-counter medicines that can treat the flu if you come down with it?
Well, you know, the flu, actually, there's really nothing that directly treats it, but the symptoms definitely. And that, you know, one of the worst things about the flu is your fever and those body aches and headaches and just like overall pain that you get. And things like Advil, Aleve, and Tylenol are just essential to help get the fever down and can definitely help you feel better. A lot of other stuff, though, things like echinacea, vitamin C, homeopathic remedies, we recommend against all of those things. They do not prevent the flu and they do not treat the flu. You're much better off having clear liquids. Keep yourself well hydrated. You need hydration to fight off the flu and to help reduce your fever. So everything from like Gatorade, clear teas, I like personally Sprite or other things like that that keep you hydrated. And you know what? Grandma's chicken noodle soup. There's excellent evidence that it helps reduce inflammation and that sensation of pain in the body. Or even a clear broth. I mean, if you don't like chicken or you're a vegetarian, but chicken noodle soup, even out of a can, it totally works.
All right. Good stuff. Lisa, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it very much.